Jed Starnes, the Wolfshifter Clan's alpha, made a concerted effort to unclench his jaw. He scanned the hundreds of shifters, wolf, bear, coyote, and mountain cat. Assembled in a cave deep in the High Sierra, an itch to shake sense into every last one of them. Gritty dust from the cave's dirt floor made his eyes feel scratchy, or maybe it was a result of 3 straight days of arguing. Everyone was on edge, and several shifters were engaged in a shouting match. He'd called them off earlier, but they were back at each other's throats again.
"This isn't working."
Kier, Clan Alpha for Bears, sat on Jed's right and spoke low into his ear. A tall, powerfully built man with thick, shaggy black hair and a weather-beaten face, he skewered Jed with shrewd, dark eyes.
"No shit. What do you want to do about it?"
"Call a break for an hour. Send everyone outside to cool off."
"God damn it!"
Jed lunged to his feet. Several of the men had shifted and Mountain Cat stood with their hackles raised, facing off against a pack of coyotes.
"Do something about your men,"
Kier snarled at Blake, Alpha for Coyotes. John, Alpha for Mountain Cats, jumped in quickly.
"Your pack started it," he told Blake.
"In a pig's eye, they did."
Blake, tall and slender, shot to his feet and raced between the snarling groups of animals. Long blonde hair was tied into a queue low on his neck, and his blue-green eyes looked deadly.
"Fuck, if he's there, I have to be too."
John raced after Blake, screeching at his men to take their human forms. Strongly built, like the cat he turned into, his legs and arms pumped as he began throwing punches right into Mountain Cat's snouts. His red-streaked dark hair whipped around him, and Jed imagined his dark eyes were scrunched in anger. Jed turned to Kier, who stood next to him, a look of concern stamped into his rough features.
"We can't just turn our boys loose to kill hunters and humans."
"I know that,"
Kier grunted. "Yet I understand why they want to. We're all sick to death of being hunted, persecuted, and having to hide. You got lucky finding a mate. Me too. But so many of us are alone, and they blame humans for their predicament."
"It runs deeper than the lack of mates," Jed said. "No one enjoys hiding what they are. Our people want to stand proud in the light of day. They're demanding equal rights with humans, and I can't fault them for that."
Kier tilted his chin downward.
"Fancy words, Wolfman. How do you propose making something as sweeping as equal rights happen?"
"Jesus, but I wish I knew."
Jed felt tired, like his limbs were mired in slow-setting concrete.
"We need to convince humans we're not a threat, that they can coexist with us. I kept thinking this problem would sort itself out, but it's only gotten worse."
Kier slitted his eyes slyly.
"We could help humans, be a resource if they'd let us. We're stronger than they are, and our senses run deeper.
Look how well that worked in Europe during the war a few years back. We took our animal forms to protect our allies, and they shot as many of us as they could."
Kier didn't answer with words. One hand morphed into a paw, and he dragged his long curved claws down a wall, leaving deep gouges. Anger twisted Jed's stomach into a burning knot. He blew out a tense breath as John and Blake plodded back to the front of the cave. When he glanced at the shifters, he noted everyone was human again. Aggression still tainted the air, but the frantic edge had lessened.